1,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Negative. Stay tuned and focused, and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
The other side. When they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full, and he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. 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 Praise his name. I usually like to preach from this setting, from Luke, because of the things that Luke said. But Mark set in my spirit, and it's going to be a little, I guess, a little bit different look for me. Amen. But today I want to use for the topic, title, tag, or thought for this message, Master, Do You Care? Master, Do You Care? The Gospel according to St. Mark is written by him, but it is Peter's, the Apostle Peter's, account of what happened while he walked with Jesus for those 3.5 years. It was Mark, or John Mark, is believed that he got the story from Peter, because Peter, at the beginning, they held church at John Mark's mother's house. It was this house where they prayed for Peter while in jail. And the miraculous thing that happened for him was that the chains fell off his arms, the doors were open to the jail, and not only the jail, but the courtyard gate, the gates were open to him, and that's before Walmart had automatic doors. Open automatically for him, not having to touch anything. All he had to do was follow and obey. That ought to tell us something, that sometimes the enemy will try and bind us up while we work to do the Lord's will. But guess what? God said, if you follow and obey, I'll open up and continue to let you be free from the bondage of the enemy.
Father, we thank you for your holy, sanctified presence. We thank you, God, for the power and the might that you show by your Spirit. Thank you for the fulfillment of your word, your will, and your way in our lives. Father, we ask you, God, that you would help us to give an ear to what you have to say. Father, that our hearts will be open to you, that our minds will understand with your understanding. Father, that our feet will be quick to run to do your will. Lord, we ask you, God, that you would help us, Lord God, to focus on you and not on the things, the elements around, but Lord, focus on you so that we may see your ways and that we may teach sinners your ways and that they might be converted. Father, we ask you now that you give me clarity of thought, precision of speech. Let my tongue be as the pen of a ready writer. Let the hearts today of the hearers with joy receive the word and be the tablet in which I should write upon the word of faith, the word of God that brings healing and deliverance and power and peace to all that hear and believe. Father, we thank you now. Father, the blood of Jesus has been applied to our lives, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony that you are a deliverer, you are a protector, and you are a healer. We thank you, God. You are sovereign, God. Father, we ask you, God, that you would touch, heal, deliver, set free, save, do what you want to do in this service this morning. Father, we'll be careful to give you the glory. We'll be careful to give you the praise. We'll be careful to honor you, Lord God, with what you say and do in our lives today in this service. And we're joining with the men and wings, seraphim, the many-eyed cherubim, and chant, declare one to another that you are holy, God. You're holy, God. You're holy. And your glory fills the earth. And we're thankful that your spirit fills us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Simple topic today. Title tag to this message. Overcoming fear by being confident. Amen. Overcoming fear by being confident. He's your fortress all around you. In other words, he got you on every corner. Come on and say, man, he has me in the gate. He has me on the backside. Everywhere I turn, he's all around me. Come on and say, man, if there's anybody in the house that understands that the Lord is all around you and there ain't nothing to fear, we got to put fear down. What is fear? F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. It looks real, but it ain't. Come on and say, man, it appears, but I guess what? It can't touch me because God is my protector. Y'all don't hear me now. He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Notice what he said, the strength of my life, the fortress of my life. He's the protector of my life. He's going to protect you in one thing. He's protected you all your life. As long as I live, while trouble, I hasten to. Why? Because he protects me in his presence. I'm protected. Too many times we get out of his presence. We want to go try something else, do something else. But we got to stay in his presence. He's my fortress. He's all around me. He's my rock. Yes, he is. He's my rock. Can't nobody get in here. Tell somebody, can't nobody get in here. I don't have to fear. Testify. I do not fear because God is my protector. Come on, talk. Y'all ain't saying it loud enough. I do not fear because God is my protector. You may not see him, but I know he's here. Oh, yeah, you may not know where he's at, but I know he's all around me. He protects my entire life. The strength of my life. He's the strength of my life. Yes, he is. He's the strength of my what? My life. The word there is in the Hebrew is the word kahi. That means he's my maintainer. He maintenances me. Fixes me when I'm broke. I think I'm preaching to the wrong church. When things ain't right, he fixes it. He keeps it in order. He makes sure that ain't no rodents, ain't no snakes. Come on and say, man, getting in here because he protects me. on every side. All right, let me get out of here. Going too long already. Whom shall I be afraid when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes. Now, the thing about this is that he said when the wicked, he talking about some bad folks. Now, when he get to the word enemies and foes, he's talking about people who possibly had been in your circle. All right. The wicked are the folks that don't like nobody anyway. They have a wicked ambition. They are out to do whatever they want to do to get what they want. They don't care who they step on, who they hurt, and how they hurt them. Come on and say amen now. The wicked, right? They are wicked. There's wickedness all around. We know the world has a lot of wicked folks. But then there's the folks that we deal with on a daily basis that are our friends that become frenemies. Somebody that was a friend that became foe. Y'all don't hear me now. And so he said, when the wicked, now he know I got to deal, David, I got to deal with the Philistines. I got to deal with the enemy. They're the wicked. They're the uncircumcised. That's Goliath. That's the giant. That's all of them, right? He said, but then I got enemies and my foes. In other words, I protected Saul, but Saul don't want to protect me. You know how it is. You didn't let them talk about them, but then they let them talk about you. Y'all don't hear me now. You stopped them in their tracks when they tried to say something about your friend, but your friend decided, I'll be a foe today, and I want to hear what they got to say. Come on and say amen in this house. Okay, preaching to me. Amen, self. He said, the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. Now, fear, we got to understand, we got fear, and fear is spiritual, but fear affects our flesh. They came to eat up my what? Flesh. And so they intended to do me harm. They intended to do me hurt. They intended to try to stop me. They intended for my flesh to suffer. Come on and say amen. They wanted my flesh to suffer. He said, but they stumbled. Okay. They came to eat up my flesh. They came to devour me. They came to make me weak. They came to hurt me. They came to bring me down. They came to destroy me. You know, there are people that do that. There are people, and regardless of what we think, what we say, how I don't care how holy you think you are. I don't care how high you think you get. There are always somebody, some people that want to bring you down. I believe it was T.D. Jakes said that most of my haters don't even know me. And you know what? That's the truth. The most of them don't even know. They don't have a clue who you are, what you do. They don't know your struggles day to day. They don't know your ups and your downs. They don't know anything about you. But they hate you just because of the glory. They hate you just because the Lord is your light, just because he's your salvation. Come on and say amen. They hate you just because you walk in a confidence that they don't have. They hate you because of your swagger. I'm going to get to that in a minute. He said they stumbled and they fell. Now the word fell right there is the word kashal in the Hebrew, and what it means to make them bereaved. He makes them sad because they can't get to you. He makes them sad. They cry because they can't hurt you. They get sad, they cry, and they go into mourning and depression because they can't bring you down like they thought they could. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The word is a primitive root. It means to totter, or it means to have to waver, or it means to have weakness in the legs or ankles. Oh, I wish I had somebody. So what he's telling us is that my enemy can't stand before me because their legs get weak. Oh, yeah, their ankles ain't got enough strength because what they tried to do, they thought they was doing it to me, but in fact, they were trying to come through God to do it, and so he had no choice but to cut them down, cut their legs off, cut them down to size. I wish I had somebody. Their ankles get weak, and their legs get weak, and they come down to their knees, and so that's why we got to be glad today that God will bring our enemies to their knees, because at least our enemy will learn to pray, and if they learn to pray, they'll learn how to love us. Come on and say amen in here. They stumbled, and the word stumbled and fell, that means that when he when they came against you, God decided that they didn't need to stay upright. They didn't need to look up at you. I mean, look over at you. They needed to look up at you. While I'm elevated, and they hate. Y'all don't get me here. He made them have to look up. While I made progress, they stayed where they were at. Because they tried to eat up my flesh. They tried to destroy me. They tried to make me uncomfortable. They tried to make it hard on me, but God decided to triple. See, when they tried to come, y'all didn't get that, did you? When they tried to come, when you were sitting, you were minding your own business. You wasn't even watching them, but God was standing guard for you. And when they came by, he stuck his foot out. And he tripped them. They stumbled and fell. Look, they didn't just stumble and get back on their feet. No, they fell down. God, you know, and you know when somebody fall in a room, everybody see it. God allowed everybody to see them fall when they try to make you fall. Oh, all right. There's nothing to fear because God is my protector. Verse 3, and I got to get out of here. I'm sorry, y'all. The host should encamp. Now, David said this. Remember, I keep saying David said this. David talked about, you know, his fears. He said, you know, I ain't got nothing to fear because of what God has done. But there was a time, you know, I killed a lion and a bear. That's why David could go up and fight Goliath, because he had confidence. And, you know, his own brother was angry at his swag, at his confidence. He said, you just came out here to see what you can see. Come on and say amen. He said, you just came out here for some other reason. You didn't come for the right reason. David said, you know, well, what about I have to do with you, man? You need to get back. Let me, anyway, what we going to get when we kill this giant? See, David focused on the goal. He focused on what was necessary to be done. He didn't go, you know, we go back and forth with people that don't understand our confidence. We go back and forth with people all the time. You know, we want to say something about them. They said something about us. We want to say something to them because they said something to us. I ain't got to go back and forth with you. I ain't got time for that. Because that's what David said. I ain't got to go back and forth with you. I know you're my older brother, but I'm done talking to you. All I need to know is what I'm going to get because I'm about to do this. I'm keeping my eye on the goal, my eye on the prize. I'm keeping focus on the task. And many times the enemy sends those people to keep you off task, to keep you in fear. Because do you know if you have fear, then you don't have faith? It's impossible for them both to abide at the same time. Because fear present make you not trust what God. Come on and say amen. If you have fear, presently have fear, it make you not trust God. Amen. We have to have trust in God. We have to have trust. And so when you have faith, that casts out fear. Amen. Say, I have faith that casts out fear. We have to cast out fear because fear gets in the way of our trust. All right. I got to hurry to a close. I'm sorry, guys. He says, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not again fear. Though a host should encamp against me. So what he's saying now, that there are not only one or two foes, there are not only a few that I can see, there are not only wicked folks that I know I need to avoid. He said, but there are folks that just encamp against. In other words, they come and they set their camp around me with hopes of devising a strategic plan to destroy me. I wish I had somebody. They set up camp so I can see what they're up to so that I know I got to watch them. But I'm in camp all about everybody around me. Amen. And I got these people against me. He said, but guess what? My heart, I ain't got no fear. I overcome fear because I'm confident. He said, my heart shall not fear. Then he says, war should rise against me, and this will I be what? That's what I'm talking about right there. He said, I got war all around me. They ain't just sitting there, they fight. I'm feeling the pressure of war, but I'm not going to fear. I feel there's a war going on. I know there's a spiritual war in my life. I know that there's some physical wars in my life. But guess what? I ain't going to fear. I'm not going to get scared. Come on and say amen. Tell somebody I ain't scared. I'm never scared because I know who I have in my corner. He said, though it rise against war that I didn't declare. War that I didn't said, I didn't declare. Somebody else declared war on me. Do you know that the enemy is already warring at you? The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, basically he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers of evil, wickedness in high places. We know that there's a demonic force, there's an evil spirit, there's a demonic spirit and force that is working against you even now. That's war that's going on. There's a war going on, and we around here pointing the fingers at each other, mad with one another. Come on and say amen. Friend mad with friend. Husband mad with wife. You know, boss mad with those that work for them. We got people that's mad. Family mad with each other. Brother against sister. We are fighting each other. And we don't realize that we don't need to be fighting one another. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Preachers against preachers. Come on. Deacons and preachers against each other. You know, everybody against each other. Church against this church, against that church. Why are we fighting one another when we have a common enemy? That if we can put our forces together and walk in unity, then we can overcome this. Come on and say amen. We should not fight each other. Jesus told his disciples, he said, if they're not scattered, they're with us. They said, we stopped them from preaching in your name. He said, hey, don't stop them. He said, I got sheep that ain't of this fold. In other words, I choose other folks too. I can use who I want to use. Oh, come on and say amen here. Oh, yeah, we got to stop that. We got to stop thinking we're the only one. We're Jesus' first cousin. We got to understand that he chooses who he wants, uses who he wants, and does what he wants because he's a sovereign God. Anybody know he's a sovereign God? So he says, in this will I be. In this will I be confident. And I thought about that. I said, what is he confident in? What gives him swag? He says, one thing I desire. So he's telling us what it is that makes him confident. What makes him confident is his desire for the Lord. Lord, have mercy. As long as I desire God, as long as I have a desire to seek after him, as long as I have a desire to have a relationship with him, that keeps me confident because I know he'll come see about me. He says, in this will I be confident. One thing have a desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell. All I want is his presence. That's what he said. He said that what makes me confident is God's presence that I'm seeking. And sometimes I have to go through this stuff to get his presence. Oh, y'all don't hear me now. He said, look, sometimes, he said, I'm still confident even though I had to have some fears that happened in my life. I'm still confident that even though there are some people, some enemies, and some wicked folks that come against me, I'm still confident because I still look for his presence in all of that. Through all of the wickedness, I'm still looking for his presence. Through all of the frenemies that turn to enemies, come on, all of the foes that I got, I'm still looking for his presence in every situation. Every time I get in danger, I look for his presence. Every time they lie on me, I look for his presence. Every time they talk about me, I look for what God is going to do in the situation. Can I get somebody to say amen here? He said, even though there's a host of people that look like everywhere I turn, there's people arising against me, I'm still looking for the presence of the Lord. Come on and shout amen. He says that even though I'm in a war, I'm still looking at God's presence in my life. Come on and shout glory in the house. He said, even though I gotta go through all of this stuff, I'm still confident of presence. Come on and say amen. That if I could just get in his presence, what does his presence bring? He said, in his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Do I have anybody in the house? He said that I may dwell in the house all the days of my life and behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. So what are you saying, David? David said, all I want to do is be in God's presence, but not only be in his presence, but I want to be able to talk to him. You see, whenever I got enemies, they can't stop me from talking to the Lord. Whenever they're hating on me, me. They can't stop me from praying. Do I have anybody? As long as you come against me. I used to hear a song, they don't sing it anymore. He said, but the more you talk about me, I'm going to bend my knees. Do I have anybody? That said, even though the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard, and I'm going to stand on his word. I shall not be moved. I'm going to pray unto the Lord, and I know he'll hear me. It was David that wrote that I cried unto the Lord in my distress, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Do I have anybody that say, I prayed and the Lord delivered? Come on and shout yes. I overcome my fears by my confidence in God because I can talk to him. Oh, come on and shout yes. You see, your enemy might try to work you over, but to do something with your mouth, because if you talk to the Lord, if I can call on his name, he said, if you call on the name of the Lord, he said, you shall be saved. And even if you try to work on your mouth, he can't do nothing about what's in your heart. I wish I had somebody. He said, if I can believe in my heart, somebody say yes, I shall be saved. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. I wish I had a people that said, I've been attacked, I've been buked, and I've been scorned, talked about, sure as you're born, but it's all right now, because I'm praying on. Somebody say, pray on, my child. Is there anybody here that said, I've seen my enemy come one way, but the Bible says that the Lord will deliver you, and they'll flee seven ways. Somebody say yes. Is anybody here that say, I seen the weapons formed, but I heard the Bible say that no weapon formed shall be able to prosper? Is there anybody in the house that say, I've been afflicted? If you look at me now, you can't tell what I'm going through. Yes, I have some down days. Yes, the enemy works on my mind. Yes, I'm afflicted in my flesh. Yes, my blood pressure get high. Yes, my blood sugar get low. Yes, I have pain in my body. I've been afflicted. But guess what I heard? He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him from them all. Is there anybody here? I say, is there one person that say, I'm the one that the Lord delivered? Is there any testimonies that say, I'm the one? The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro the earth, seeking one that he can prove himself strong. Are you the one that say, Lord, I'm the one? I need healing in my body. I need saving for my soul. I need you to regulate my heart. I need you to change my mind. Somebody say yeah. Shout yes and give God some praise. Is he all right in here? I got confidence. I don't have any fear. I overcome fear with knowing who God is. And when you know who God is, he'll tell you who you are. He said, you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He told me I'm the apple of his eye. Somebody say it. How do I know that the Lord looks upon me? The angel said it. He said, what is man that you are mindful of him? And I thank God that he put me on his mind. I wish I had somebody, because Jesus came down through 39 prophets, fought in two generations with me on his mind, took up an old rugged cross with me on his mind, went up an old raggedy hill, the place of the skull. They put nails in his hands. He didn't say a mumbling word because he had me on his mind. They hung him high, stretched him wide. He bowed his head, but he had me on his mind. And then he died. And they put him in a borrowed tomb. It was only borrowed because he needed it for the weekend. But while he in the grave, he went down to hell to captivity captive.